My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
The Volume.
Man, I hope y'all enjoyed today's show. Man, I really do, man. I had fun doing this episode today, man. We get so much going on with the NBA and with the boxing world and with the R&B singles and rappers are doing. Get so much going on in the world, and it's my job to give it to y'all. And the way I'm giving it to y'all, man, if you enjoyed today's show, man, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you share this episode, man, with each and everybody that y'all know. And once again, don't forget, this show is being presented to you by Prize Picks. You can use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. Make sure you download the app, man. Like, it's one of the best apps that you can use when it comes to sports. Like I say, you either just pick either more or less. As simple as that. If a player supposed to get 30 points, you're going to either say he's going to either get more or he's going to get less. It's just that simple. It's easy. Easy thing to win. They match you up to 100 when you play the game. So if you put 100 in, they're going to match you up to 100. You can't beat it. And they give out prizes every Tuesday. Yeah, Taco Tuesday prizes when you play Prize Pick. Yeah, if you think I'm lying, go and download it right now and see for yourself. But when you do, type in that promo code TRASH with the two H's. It's your boy Bubba Dub on the Bubba Dub Show with the volume. Yeah, we rocking and rolling over here. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, this weekend was crazy. NBA playoffs started. Boxing, we had a terrific night of boxing. Well, y'all seen that fight between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney? It was a blockbuster fight. Ryan Garcia knocked the sugar off Devin Haney, Frosted Flakes, Saturday night. Do you hear me? Fight, first round. Left hook. Bow. Devin Haney was looking for his AirPods. I knew it was over after that first punch. Something wasn't right. Legs looked wobbly like a baby deer when he just born from his mama. Legs just shaky and wobbly. But what I was really looking at the most is that, you know, after they go in their corners, Devin Daddy Bill was talking to his son like, son, what's going on? Nigga, you can see what's going on. I ain't got nothing for Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia got one punch, left hook. And you mean tell me all this time in training, you gonna train for the left hook? Who training Devin Haney? Like, I really want to know. And just previous to this fight, leading up to the fight, I know you got to promote it and do this and that, but Devin and his father was going around on this campaign saying that Devin put hands on Floyd, that he was the next Floyd, that he was going to be better than Floyd. Bill Haney, you was a damn lie. Now you got to stand on that, fam. Now your son, Devin Haney, came out and said he would never lose to a white boy. Once again, you lied. Gotta be careful what you say. It's power in the tongue. I want to give a personal shout out to Ryan Garcia. You surprised me. You did what you're supposed to do. You stuck to the game plan, and you went in there and you whooped Devin's ass. I mean, you whooped his ass good. Had his ass in the air like a cheetah when he get ready to stretch. I thought Devin was dead. I thought he got stabbed in the ring. That's how bad he was bleeding. He was bleeding like a Texas hog. Just blood every damn word. Throw in the towel. I know y'all seen that movie Rocky. When Rocky was getting beat up, throw in the goddamn towel. It was over. From that first left hook in that first round. When that boy hit Devin Haney, Devin Haney would start wobbling like he was looking for his AirPods. I can't lie. Now, that's one thing I ain't gonna do on this show is lie. I'm gonna keep it 100. Y'all saw it too. Now, some of y'all in y'all feeling, oh, man, oh, we can't beat him up like that, man. Give him a chance. I ain't giving him nothing. I ain't out here comparing myself to Floyd Mayweather and other greats. That loss is over with. So, go back to the drawing board, Devin Haney. I know you can convert it over to Muslim. That's a great thing for you. Eat some more bean pies or whatever else you got to do. But you got to get focused because that was terrible the way you looked Saturday night. That was terrible. Ryan Garcia. Shout out to your trainer, Derrick James. Because Derrick James need to redeem himself from that EJ. You know what I'm talking about? But Derrick James is a great trainer. I know a lot of times these boxers get beat up or lose. Y'all want to point y'all fingers at the trainer. It's not the trainer that's in there. It's the fighter. The fighter got to stick to the plan. Now, if the trainer don't train you on certain things, then I understand that. But Garcia did what he supposed to do, doing the floor, shoulder roll and all that. Hey, Garcia look good. I know you're feeling yourself right now, Garcia, as you should. And you talking about you want to rematch with Tank? No, you don't. No, in the hell you don't. You better stay away from Tank. Fight anybody else you want to fight, Pitbull or whoever else. Shakur, won't you fight that Tank? Tank different. We on Friday, Monday, NBA playoffs coming up. We finna talk about it. Now, I came on here last week. Talked all kinds of trash about what the Lakers was going to do to the Nuggets. I lied. They lost 103 to 114 to the Nuggets. For some reason, we can't beat the damn Nuggets, and I'm sick of it. AD gave me 32. 14 rebounds. Balling. Brun came out the first half. Balling. Second half. Ran out of gas. That's what he did. Right, I need you to be a Tesla this series. I need you to charge your battery, Brun. That's what I need. D-Lo, where you at? You missing like that Bill hanging right now. Where you at, D-Lo? Taking 20 shots. Ain't made a me ta-ta. We ain't gonna win nothing in Denver with you playing like that. Austin Reeves, you got to take more shots. You an AR. You supposed to shoot it, fam. That's what we got you here to shoot it. When AD and LeBron ain't scoring, you got to pick up the slack. Now, a lot of you non-basketball fans, basketball players and fans, oh, man, what about Rui? Rui holding Jokic. Rui can't hold Jokic. All his energy is being expended on holding Jokic. Jokic is a big man. You trying to go down there and bang with Jokic, you're going to be tired. So I can't put it on Rui. I can't say I need Rui to give me 15, 20 points. It's impossible, man. He ain't going to have no legs come the fourth quarter. Now, what's going to happen here and what need to happen here, Darwin hand in my pockets, can't coach. Him. Come on, bro. You can't let Denver go on a 13-0 run and don't call no timeout. Who does that? I couldn't be no owner letting Denver go on a 13-0 run. I'm going back on the court, and I'm putting hands on Darvin Ham right there in front of the whole world to see. Come here, let me holler at you. Pull a Draymond Green on Ham. That's what I would do. Make no sense, man. Lakers done lost 9 straight games to the Denver Nuggets. Lakers got out-rebounded by the Denver Nuggets. That was one of the reasons why they lost. Lakers had 12 turnovers. Denver had 4. That's not going to work. Yes, the Lakers went to the free throw line 19 times. I think Denver went 6. So, you know, that's a little up and down. But the Lakers lost the game in their third quarter coming out lackadaisical. That can't work, man. You can't let a championship team like Denver go on them type of runs without calling a timeout. It don't work. Darvin Ham, you had Vincent holding Murray the first half. Murray couldn't do nothing. Second half, you didn't even put Vincent in the game. Come on, man. He keep putting D-Lo in this pick and roll. D-Lo can't hold no Murray. And now you ain't even letting Murray play no defense. You can let them get sat back and relax. You got to put pressure on them. Now y'all making this big deal. Christian Wood's coming back. Game 3. Christian Wood, trash. And y'all know it. Ain't finna stop nothing. Now what I need you to do, Darvin Ham, is put Hayes in the game. Start him out this game. Let him go on there. Let him hold Jokic. Keep AD off Jokic. Keep Rui off Jokic. Let Hayes go on there and bump with Jokic. Do it that way. Throw bodies at him. Now y'all got KCP out here thinking he Reggie Miller when he ain't. He might be one of the clutch players, but he ain't no damn Reggie Miller. Dr. Buss rolling over in his damn grave right now. Magic Johnson rolling over in his damn grave right now. Watching these Lakers the way they perform. It makes no sense. And I don't want to hear Brun come out no more. Oh, just a fill-out game. You done lost 9 in a row to him. How many damn games you need to fill out, fam? How many games you need to fill out? Rebound. Control the ball. No turnovers. No bad body language. Everybody is one. Come together like butt cheeks and become one. Lakers down 0-1. They play tonight again in Denver. Is they going to tie it up or is they going to go down 0-2? Okay, they go down 0-2. It's a wrap. Yeah, Christmas coming early. A wrap. But let's see how it play out, though. Right now, Denver Nuggets up on the Lakers 1-0. Stay tuned. You know, I got more coming over here. We rocking and rolling over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. Yeah, every day we dropping. Boston Celtics knocked the Cuban sandwiches out the Miami Heat. Beat them 114-94. I told y'all that wasn't going to be no series, man. The Miami Heat ain't got nothing for the Celtics. Number one, Jamisha Butler out. MCL sprain. I hate it. I wish he was there to be healthy. But ain't nothing Miami can do with Boston right now. Boston on a roll. Tatum had a triple-double. Jaylen Brown over there balling. Paul Pierce rolling over in his living room right now with strippers. Do you hear me? He loving what he's seeing from the Celtics. Now, Bam is all they got over there right now. Tyler Hero is far from a hero. Yeah, Tyler, trash. Need that you can step up. Need that you can step up and you didn't. Now, we're going to see how it play out again, but I really don't see the Miami Heat winning no game this series. Kevin Love, 49 years old. What are he going to do? What he going to do? What, Pat Riley going to come up down there and coach him? Ain't going to work. Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. He just ain't got the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. He just don't. This series is over in my mind. The Boston Celtics will go ahead and advance to the next round. The Miami Heat don't have a chance. They might win one. Might. That's because Boston might go out and party when they go down to Miami. You know how it is when they go to G5. You know how it is when you go to Miami. It's number love in the city of Miami. Yeah, believe that. Yeah, the home of the fake booties is dying now. I'm Antif. I told you. But that series is over. Boston in Miami. There's nothing Miami can do about that. But who knows? We're going to see, man. The game is to be told and not sold. And we're going to see. I'm in a great mood. Yeah. Baby mama told me I can come over tonight. So guess what? I'm coming over. Yeah. All smiles from your boy, Doug. Yeah. Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Sun 120-95 and it wasn't close. I told y'all the sun can't come out when the moon out. I told y'all that. Ant-Man Elwood Bowden. Yeah. Come here, Katie. Man, I like the way they were going back and forth. See, that's competition. That's what I like to see. Ain't none of that friendly stuff. Hey, bro, this and that. Nah, you my enemy right now, fam. I don't like you. Yeah, after the game, we cool. But on this court, I don't like you, fam. Bradley Beal, where you at? You want to get away from Washington and you want to get in the playoffs and do your thing? Where you at? Devin Booker, where you at? Huh? You still with that jungle girl? Because I can't tell. They like winners. Yeah, you keep losing. You ain't going to be in the family pictures no more, Booker. I'm letting you know that right now. KD balled out. Got to give KD his credit. KD been in the game, 15, 16 years? Balling. But it's a new year. It don't matter about you having three superstars on your team. They ain't going to get it. Ant-Man over there with Goldberg. Anthony Towns over there. Mike Conley Jr., 75 years old, still doing what he do. I'm loving it over there, man. Some great playoffs. And I know y'all sitting back watching each and every game. You got to, man. I'm a fan of basketball, period. Whether the Lakers playing or not, I'm tuned in and I'm watching. Like, it's a beautiful thing to watch. Do I think the Minnesota Timberwolves have what it take to go to the final? Never. Not yet. I don't want to put that on them like that yet because I feel like experience is going to come back to bite them in the butt in the end. But, yeah, it's going to be a great series between Minnesota and Phoenix. I think it's going to go six. Me personally, you know, it's going to go 6-4-2 Minnesota. But who knows, though? Kevin Durant get hot. You know, Booker get hot. And they all going to get hot. So let's just see if Minnesota can withstand the heat. You know what I'm saying? From the sun. When that happens. But I got Minnesota winning that series 4-2. But we're going to see how it play out. Y'all get in the comment section. Let me know what y'all think. Nah, Dub, I think it's going to go this way. Or I think it's going to go that way. Well, let me know. Like I told you, I'll be in the comments. Let me know. Once again, let me bring this up again. This week, I'm giving away another $300. Go get it. Because I'm going to get in the comments. Ask somebody a question about this show. If you give me the answer, boom, you will be a winner. Just like that. Remember, share this show. Share it with everybody you know. We're trying to make this the number one show. The Bubba Dub Show. We're going to make it number one. We can't be stopped. Why? Because I got the best fans. Yeah. I got the best sports talk show right now. And we got to make sure them numbers reflect that. And I'm counting on y'all, just like y'all counting on me to drop this heat every day. I'm counting on y'all to share this show. Let's go.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
The Milwaukee Bucks knocked the chicken and dressing, not the Indiana Pacers. Do you hear me? Damian Lillard came out on fire. Super fire. I like the way you handling that right now. Way you handling the ball right now. Damian Lillard, you like, you got fire in your eye. You ain't listening to Nam play. Doc done drew up because it ain't going to work. Don't y'all listen to Doc Rivers, Milwaukee. Do your own thing. Doc can't coach. All he can do is just scream. Dream, shut up, boy, for you be where your son at. Out the league. Indiana, y'all got to play better than y'all playing, man. Halliburton, where you at, fam? First half of the year, you was awesome. Now I don't know what happened. You gonna lost your legs, Lieutenant Dan. You gonna lost your legs, Lieutenant Dan. Come on, Burton, we need you. We need you to step up. Indiana needs you, man. Y'all can't get swept now. You can't get swept. Jeff Teague gonna be rolling over in his grave, y'all get swept, Indiana. Mike Epps gonna be rolling over in his grave, y'all get swept. Y'all got to do better now. I'm expecting y'all to come out next game and redeem y'allself and tie this series up. I really feel like Indiana going to win the next game in Milwaukee. It's going to be 1-1. But y'all got to do something with Dame. Y'all can't let Dame get hot like that. That Dame time, then it's over. You can't be doing that, Indiana. So step your game up. Take better care of the ball. Y'all was turning the ball over like crazy. Milwaukee got in that groove. Once a team like that get in the groove, ain't nothing you can do with him. Chris Middleton, I think he had 23. Y'all going to have to do something about that. Honestly, y'all really going to have to do something about that if y'all want to take the next step, Indiana Pacers, and going to the next round. It's going to be hard. I feel like y'all could do it without Youngest, because Youngest not there right now. But y'all going to have to play better than y'all play. I believe in y'all. Don't get too down. Just down 0-1. It ain't the end of the world. It ain't the end of the series. But if you keep letting Dame shoot the ball like that, it's going to be over real quick. You're going to be over here with me. Yeah, you're going to be over here on this show with me. Yeah, talking noise about the other team. And you don't want to do that, so you got to play better. Focus. You know what I'm saying? Stay off the internet. Start worrying about what we saying and dial in and lock in. And you know what I'm saying? And get right. And keep practicing on these free throws. Yeah, that's what y'all need to do. Stay tuned. We on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. We rocking and rolling 5 days a week. I'm in your face like a mirror. Let's go. Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Orlando Magic 97-83. Like I told y'all, Cleveland Cavaliers going to win this series. Donovan Mitchell stepped up 31 points, played like a star that he is. Long as you keep playing like that, Donovan. Long as you keep playing like that, Donovan. Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about this series. Orlando Banchero, the rookie, had a great season. Ball out. I think Allen for Cleveland had like 18 rebounds. Like, man, like, keep that up. Great job. But, yeah, this series... it'll probably go 6. I can see Orlando winning 2 games, but I got Cleveland winning this series 4-2. Donovan Mitchell, you know, you ain't in Utah no more. You in Cleveland, the land, as they call it. Keep balling out, man. I'm looking forward to watching y'all again play game 2. But, yeah, Cleveland definitely going to win this series. If you gonna think, if you beg to differ, get in the comment. Nah, Dub, I think Orlando going to do this, and I'm going to tell you, I think you a damn liar. I'm going to look you right in the camera then. Look you. You a damn lie. The Cleveland Cavaliers going to win this series. I guarantee you that. I guarantee. And I ain't betting no money either for y'all getting the comments. I ain't betting either. God damn it. Stay tuned. Got more fire on the way. Told y'all the New York Knicks were going to beat Philly. Told y'all 111-104. And B ball out though. But B scared me. I know y'all see when he went up for that dunk and came down on his knee. The boy always hurt. Like, I know as a big man, you know, it's like, Embiid could be so great, y'all, but the dude always hurt, man. I don't understand what's going on because it's his bones are weak or brittle. I mean, you need some milk, fam. That's all it is. You need a different kind of milk. You know what I'm saying? You need calcium D milk. Yeah. That's what you need. You need the purple top. Not the red label. You need the purple top milk, MB. You need to drink milk the whole summer. And so your bones, you can get strong. Maxie balled out. He had a good game. But Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, what's his name? Anunoby. They got from Toronto. It's a little too much right now for Philly. I feel like that series is going to go 7 games, though. I don't feel like Philly going to lay down at all. But I just feel like it's the New York Knicks time to kick out this first round and just keep building. The city of New York really, really, really need this. They was in. Spike Lee was there. Tracy Morgan, my twin, was there at the game. So many other stars was at that game as well. It's like New York is on fire right now, y'all. And, you know, for a team to be down for so long and now they starting to rise back up, it's a good thing for the league. Like, I just don't know. The Knicks got one of the richest franchises in the world. The Knicks, look them up. Like, they worth like a couple billion. So, this is a dope series, man. I hope y'all enjoying this NBA playoffs, man. Don't take it for granted. These players are balling. They stepping up their game. I'm a fan, man. You know, I just love to watch, man. Just great basketball. Real talk. So, stay tuned, man. You know, I got more on the way. The Los Angeles Clippers knocked the Dallas Shag out the Mavericks. Do you hear me? Without Kawhi. They ran through Dallas without Kawhi. Luka had 33, but it was a quiet 33. Thing Kyrie had 31, but it wasn't enough for Paul, slick crossover, George, James, stripping, Harden, Russell crying, Westbrook, balled out. Now, Tyronn Lue is a real coach. When they was up so much and Dallas started to cut that lead, pink gum Tyronn Lue, time out, come here, what's going on? Now, we ain't finna do this. And that's what real coaches do. They don't let other team go on big runs without stopping it. That's a momentum changer. Soon as Tyronn Lue called that timeout, they drew up a play for James Harden, came out, hit the three. That was the end of it for the Mavericks. Now, like I told y'all, I've still got the Dallas Shag Mavericks beating the Clippers in 7 games. That won't change because they lost game one, but they got to come out and play better than what they played that first game. Maybe with jitters. I don't know. Luka couldn't really hit nothing that first half. I don't know. He was doing a lot of crying and whining. That's what I don't like about Luka. Stop all that goddamn crying, fam, and ball out. You possibly could be the MVP this year. You probably going to win it, but you got to stop all that damn crying. I don't like all that. You get like LeBron. Soon you going to get a call, all in the real face, and the damn dude done went down the court and laid it up. I don't like all that. Then you want to look around. Oh, what's going on? You is what's going on. I need y'all to stop bullshitting and get to it. More on the way. I'm getting fired up, y'all. Fired up today. Fired up. That ass-whooping David Haney took change, me. Oklahoma City Thunder beat the New Orleans Pelicans last night, 94-92. Great game. Youngsters going at it. Great game. Shy had 28. Ball out. Shit balling. Yeah. Balling. Murphy ball got 2 for the Pelicans. They still without Zion, porn star loving women, Williams. He ain't playing right now due to a hamstring. But that was a great game last night. I think this series is going to go 6. Pelicans going to get a game or two. They most definitely going to get a game or two. Shout out to Willie Green, the head coach over New Orleans, what he's been able to do and what he's been able to instill in their organization, because that's a losing organization. Let's be real. So a lot of players just go over there, want to get their bag and just chill out. Nah, Willie Green has got them young men believing. And that's what all it takes in this world, to believe. It don't matter what nobody else think or believe. It's all about you. And them players in that locker room, they believe in one another. And that's what I like about the New Orleans, Cajun, Crawfish, Boudin, Gator, Fish, Eden, Pelicans. I love that about that young team. They're going to get rattled. They going to get rattled. They balling. Now, best believe they going to ring in OKC. It's rocking. And anyway, ain't no tornado either. It's them. They in the rocking in OKC. So, man, like I say, man, y'all gotta love what y'all seeing right now from the NBA playoffs. I'm tuning in each and every day. I got three TVs. I'm looking at all three of them. Yeah, baby mama calling. Yep. Bill collectors calling. Yep. Pastor calling. Yep. But I ain't responding to none of them. I'm watching the game. Believe that though. Yeah, stay tuned, man. You know, Trash of the Day is coming up, and y'all already know who gonna get it. Stay tuned. Get in the comment section and let me know what you think about this and about that. If you agree with this or you disagree, make sure you hit the share button. Dang, Dub, you want us to do everything and do. And do. And them female voices. And do. Period. I know y'all been seeing what's going on with Quavo and Chris Brown. Quavo, how you gonna come back from that, fam? Take out rolling over in his grave right now. Talking about you gotta respond, unk. You gotta respond to this yellow beige dude, Chris Brown. I keep telling y'all, the R&B dudes ain't soft. Chris Brown really like that. Yeah, he really like that. He will put hands on male and female. It don't matter. It don't matter. And no, I don't believe in domestic violence at all. I'm just saying, you know, for y'all getting out, bro, I'm a comedian. Let's just say that first. I'm just letting y'all know, Quavo and Chris Brown beef can really spill over because they really don't like one another. And it's always come down to women. Come on, fellas. We bigger than that, man. Stop fighting over these women, man, because they ain't fighting over us. So why we fighting over them, man? We supposed to, y'all probably making good music together, getting a lot of money. Instead, y'all want to beef about who slept with who and this and that. Man, you dudes pillow talking. Y'all messy, man. You supposed to keep your mouth closed if a girl give you something. You supposed to keep that between you and her. That ain't player. Oh, I slept with her. Man, that ain't player, fam. Keep your mouth closed, man. Get this money and live life. But Quavo, you got to respond because Chris Brown, he up on you right now. Oh, Chris Brown up on you right now. Oh, yeah. And shout out to my homie, 50 Cent. Shout out to Curtis Jackson. His real name, the checks they could get is in Curtis Jackson. Them build a beautiful facility down there in Shreveport, Louisiana. The city of Shreveport need that. Shout out to 50 Junior Only Films doing big things. They comparing him to the next Tyler Perry. Hey, man, I got to agree with that. Shout out to 50, man. He's doing amazing things. He's still going to be on the internet trolling, doing what he do, and I love to see it. But shout out to 50. Hey, man, I need a roll in something, fam. I ain't saying give it to me. I'm going to come down there and try for something. I'm going to win it. Believe that, though. Yeah, old Duff finna jump in the movies. Yeah. Duff finna jump in the movie, get my acting on, get my Denzel on. Yeah, watch me work. Watch me work. Coming up, Trash of the Day. I'm pretty sure y'all already know who it is. You already know I'm back, and you already know who I'm giving Trash of the Day to, and it goes to no other. Matter of fact, it's going to two people. Bill, missing on the arm, cordon box hanging, and his son, Devin, hanging. Trash. Went all the way up there to New York and get knocked out the way you got knocked out. You could have stayed at home for that, calling your friends and family in, flying in everybody. Come see me, watch. I'm going to win. You was a damn lie. Like I said, that first punch, you was out of the punch drunk. I don't know what happened. And I know you don't talk about your jaw ain't broke. You a damn lie. Your jaw swole up like mud. My tummy hit man Hearns, hit him on the Martin Show. Mouth like you got a full of skull in your mouth. Hanging. Look at me. Don't you never come on the internet again and say you'll never lose to a white boy. God will humble you. Do you hear me? The universe will humble you. Bill Hanging, well, yeah. Talking about what your son did to Floyd when Floyd was 43 years old. Talking about your son, we're going to do this. Talking about your son, we're going to do that. I understand that's your son, and you a father, and you supposed to hype him up, but don't you lie to your son. Now, you sit up there and let your son take absolute punishment in that damn ring. You wrong for that. Pride and ego got in the way. Because after that seventh round, you should have threw in the damn tire. You know your son didn't have no one left in the tank. His gas tank was on E, and you know it. But check this out, though. If you like today's show, you know what to do. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We dropping 5 days a week over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. And it don't stop. Yeah, like Diggy say, we can't stop, won't stop, can't quit. Yeah. Keep coming, y'all, because I'm going to keep it coming, too. Let's go.
The volume.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.